Morning Air rolls on here on Relevant Radio. Glenn in for John this hour. Minneapolis, where it all started just a scant week ago. Much trouble all around the country, focusing on peace today here on Relevant Radio. Father Rocky joins us. Father, I was, of course, broadcast from the Minneapolis area and was at various parts of the town yesterday looking at some peaceful protests, looking at the spot where George Floyd lost his life with a very feeling, a very big feeling of peace going on there with a lot of prayer and a memorial and some speakers in that area. And also what struck me was so many people helping to clean up, hauling bags of garbage, marching around with brooms, sweeping up that broken glass, and the food drives, one story of a church with a line of cars 14 blocks long to drop off food. And much of that was readily to be seen on the streets, as well as all the tougher images we saw from earlier in the week. But Father, I know you want to join us to talk about how we ought to think about this a little bit as Christians and Catholics, and what we'll be doing about it in the midday today here on Relevant Radio.
Thanks, Glenn. Yes, I want to invite all of our listeners to join me today at noon on Relevant Radio for an hour for peace. So we'll have Mass, and then we'll follow it with the Rosary. I'm glad you were describing what you saw in Minneapolis yesterday. That was not the case around most of the country over the weekend, and many, many people are concerned because we know from history violence can lead to violence, and outrage leads to outrage, and injustice leads to injustice, hatred leads to hatred. So how do we break out of that cycle? We need God's grace. We need His intervention. And that's what Relevant Radio can really offer to people here when the nerves are so raw. You know, we've been coming out of a three-month lockdown, the pandemic. There's a worldwide recession. Many people are out of work. And then, you know, we had the spark of this a terrible incident last week. And so we need God's grace. And so I want to invite everybody today to tune in at noon Central on Relevant Radio or the Relevant Radio app, where you can even watch it. We'll have the Mass. And just so happens that today is a new feast day in the church. It's called Our Lady, Mother of the Church. So we're going to invoke that title. And we know that if we pray, God answers those prayers. We know that's happened before in history. We've seen that over the last 3 months with the family rosary across America. And sometimes people might think, well, you know, prayer's not very practical. I actually believe it is very practical. I've seen tremendous results of prayer because Jesus said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you will find. So that's what we're going to do at noontime, if people can do it, because I know many of the churches are open now, but I don't know any church that's open to full capacity. So we expect people will still want to follow the Mass on Relevant Radio at noon.
We look forward to that opportunity. Father, we see a lot of sadness when we look at the news footage, when we see those pictures online or in the paper, when we hear those stories on the radio as well. But very important, would you say, to, again, promote the good that comes the next morning with people getting together that don't want this to be the image of their town, that want to work together, that actually enjoy working together to clean up and make good things happen.
Sure. And I think it's important to focus on the positive things. You know, this is something I learned from St. Josemaria, who was the founder of Opus Dei. He lived through a very brutal part of the history of Spain, the Spanish Civil War, when more than 5,000 priests and bishops were killed and assassinated. But after the war, he never spoke about that publicly, because he knew by speaking about those things, it can lead to, you know, sort of festering resentment and anger and bitterness. And he wasn't a big fan of monuments for wars because he thought that could keep alive the bitter memories. So it is very important for us to focus on the positive things and not keep a scorecard of wounds and aggressions and all that, but also realize that peace is a gift from God. You know, it was Jesus who said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they are called children of God. So that's what we're going to do today at noon. I invite everybody to join us for Mass at noon, and we're going to follow with the Rosary. We're going to call it an hour for peace. That's something we can do as listeners and supporters of Relevant Radio.
And as Mr. Rogers famously said, I believe in the wake of 9/11 and helping kids to process this was to look for the helpers in the midst of all this.
Right, right, and that's what we want to do. We want to be your helper here. at Relevant Radio. And there'll be plenty to do. And, you know, again, we need to pray for God's grace to intervene in history at this moment. Thank you, Glenn.
Hey, thank you, Father Rocky. Father Francis Hoffman, Executive Director of Relevant Radio. Join Father at noon central today for Mass and the Rosary, an hour of peace here on Relevant Radio. Thanks to producer Patrick this morning. Patrick Madrid coming up next. Stick around. You won't want to miss a minute here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.